not listed? If I do, would I be interviewed? If yes, would I be employed? If yes, would I find space in the midst of white? All these questions were bubbling around my head. I took the journey by faith, and I found wonderful family. I found a brother, a colleague in the ministry, and a friend in the name of Pastor Joseph. Many times we shake hands as if we've known ourselves for a long time. Sometimes I ask the question, did he know that I'm just a janitor, not a pastor here? He's a wonderful friend, and he has been my pastor here. He has been a name he doesn't like to hear, my boss. And I also want to thank the Lord for his associate, Pastor Jen. I hate to see her go. She has been a source of inspiration for me as a woman and as a mother and all other people in this local church. When I was approved for a deeming program at United, initially I had two admissions, one at UMass for a PhD program and another at the Chicago School of Professional Psychology. But then the DSO at United convinced me with few words, if you come to United, you will have the rare opportunity of studying and working at the same time. I saw that as the best option, so I tilted my head towards that direction. So when I was admitted, I received the document from the office that had to do with immigration issues, and especially funding. Funding has been a problem over the years. So to me, I thought that was the end of the road, because I just could not tell who on earth in this country will sign a document for $18,700 or thereabout for me in this country. I don't know. After talking to I several times on one particular day, we spent 3 hours talking on several issues, excuse me, but by the time we finished our conversation, I actually broke down. I broke down and I wept. I called a friend just to have someone to talk to. We spent 1.5 hours. And my last word to him was, probably because I says you have only 60 days to remain in this country legally, then you have to make a choice. Since 2004, I have been coming to the United States and I've been fighting over one thing, not to remain undocumented in this country. That has been the war I fought over the years. My thesis at Bethany has to do with the dangers of being undocumented in this country. So I don't want to be a victim of that. So I told my friend, I have more 60 days. I came to work and I went to Pastor Joseph's office and I went to him. I said, Pastor Joseph, I have tried all my best to respect the law, to remain lawful in this country, yet it does not show for it. Now I have less than 60 days to leave this country unless this miracle takes place. After praying for me, he was so patient to listen to my cry, to my pain. Then he prayed for me again. He said to me, I will talk to the church council. I had him. Did I believe him at that time? Well, probably not. why I am not a pastor of the Methodist Church. I am not your member. I am only a janitor that has less than 60 days to work. How will he convince the council to accept my body, me, Paul Samora from Sierra Leone? And listen to him, in terms of believing him, not so quiet. However, I kept hanging there. They met on a Thursday, I was here. And on Thursday night, he called me, but I was not on the phone. First in the morning, I saw a missed call. I said to myself, this missed call was to tell me that that request was denied. So I better begin to pack now. Literally, I started packing that Friday morning. That was last week. I was in the midst of packing when he called me. He said, Pastor Paul, I have good news for you. And he narrated the story. I said, you just made my day. Friends, I have found a church. I have found a family. And I have found people that stood with me and continue to stand with me. I consider myself as the order. Jesus died for the order, and I am one of them. I was not a born Jew. I was a Gentile, but they found me. So the Methodist Church, even though we share boundaries, Methodist and Wesleyan, but I am not a Methodist pastor or a Methodist member, but you found me, and you decided to shower loves on me. Friends, I have no more words than to say, thank you, Pastor Joseph. Thank you to my colleague pastors on this, who are also my bosses. Thank you to the chairman of council. I can't know him. Thank you to members of the board who sat down 2 Thursdays ago and looked at me, the order, and say, we will support you. Thank you, the African way. We clap. When we are happy and we are saying thank you, we say, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for all what you have done for me and what you will continue to do for me. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord continue to guide you as you partner with me, and I also work with other ministries around the world. My aim to be in the United States, not just to enjoy myself, but also to be someone that can help other people. I just spoke with the principal, you call her the president, of the Methodist College in Sierra Leone. And I'll be in Sierra Leone end of June, and I'll return second week in August. So I'm going to have series of seminars with him in his school, training his pastors, and also doing some other ministries within the country before I return to the United States. And all of that come to fruition because of support, because of your prayers. And I'm also trusting the Lord that for the second time again, I'll go on international mission trip. I did once in 2018 in Haiti for 10 days. That's awesome. I'm looking forward to another in 2022. Once again, my family, my friends, may the Lord bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen, brother. Thank you. Let's say a prayer over Paul, if you want to reach out your hands. God, thank you so much for the Reverend Paul Samora, and what a blessing he has been to us here at Central, here in Richmond, here in this world. God, continue to keep your hand upon him. Let your spirit fill him as he goes forth to continue to learn more about you at United. In the years ahead, as he remains here in Richmond, let he and his wife and his family be a blessing to all they come across. Lord, let your hand be upon his ministry, that it may bear fruit here in Richmond, that may bear fruit here in this congregation, that may bear fruit in Sierra Leone. And God, let us all be changed in his presence through you in the coming days. Lord, we give you thanks for this. In Jesus' name, amen.
We have a lot to pray for, to be grateful for, and to lift to the Lord. So we invite you to continue to submit your prayer requests online, and Pastor Joseph will come around and repeat the requests, the joys, the concerns that you raise up today, so that we may come to the before the Lord in prayer.
Debbie Jenkins, 96-year-old mother, was admitted to the hospital this morning. She is stable, but we lift her up in prayer. Yes, Creative Hands, be in prayer for that wonderful ministry. Next Thursday, May 13th, it will be here. And in case you didn't look back here, we want to welcome back the Reverend Robert Hunt and Mary Jim. Thank you so much for your years of service here. Amen. Good to have you.
I'm grateful to have my family back in worship, and they are doing such a great job back there, being quiet and getting to stay in worship. So good job, kids. We're training for our move to be able to be in worship, because the majority of the time that we've been here, they've been so little to be in the nursery, and so now they're getting used to being in church.
Amen. Amen. So Dave Sheets' grandson, Alec, who used to attend here, just adopted her stepdaughter. And so we lift that up in praise before our God.
Lois Stoltz wants everyone to know how grateful she is to be able to still attend church online.
Amen. Amen. And so Mary Alice is sharing about the joy and the life of the confirmants to enter the church here in a few moments.
Last night we had a wonderful confirmation dinner, and each of the mentors spoke, and the advice that they gave was that confirmation isn't the end, but it is the beginning. And it was shared that each day we wake up with a new beginning and the love of the Lord. And I'm so excited about the message today for us to stand firm, for us to have trust in God, and to have faith. So let us now pray. O Holy One, we thank you that we stand in a long line of believers who have been faithful through the ages. You have been leading your people through trial and difficulty and have always set before them hope for today and hope for a better tomorrow. We pray that you would bless us in our time as we seek to be as faithful as our forebears. May we too know the faith which is filled with hope in things not seen. Give to us a faith like the grain of a mustard seed, which had small beginnings, but which yielded large results. Give to us the faith to move the mountains of difficulty which come to each of us. Give to us the faith that sees a distant goal and is willing to work to achieve it. Give to us a faith which has a vision of a new world where peace and love characterize the transactions of people and of nations, and where war is no more. Give to us a faith such as Abraham's to move forward, not knowing our destination, but trusting in your guidance. Give to us a faith which is able to endure those moments of personal disquiet and to trust that you are with us. Give to us a faith which sees the welfare of humankind as our business because it is the focus of your enduring love for your people. Give to us a faith which sees beyond the years to an eternal city. God, give us faith to walk with you through the ebb and flow, through the things that bring us joy, through the things that bring us sadness. Give us faith to walk with you through the victories and the defeats of life. And give us faith as we move closer to you. Thank you for giving us your Son. And we pray all of these things in his name. And we share together the words that he taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We now come to the time in our service where you are invited to think about all of the ways in which you can give back to God. With your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness, you are welcome to do so online by mailing in or dropping off your offering to the church office. And as you leave today, there are offering plates at the exits. And so let us spend these next few moments reflecting on the blessings that God has given us and the ways in which we serve by giving back to the Lord. Holy God of mercy, redemption, and grace, this morning we bring our gifts and pray that you will dedicate them to the work of love and reconnection with all your children. These gifts seem small when balanced against what Christ has given us and what you continue to give us through the Holy Spirit. In our giving, may we grow in gratitude, trust, and faithfulness, In the name of Christ, who gave all for us, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I would like to invite the confirmands to come forward at this time. If you want to stand up here, and Sherry will pass the microphone around here in a second. And as they come up, brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift, ordered to us without price. Through confirmation and through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. Central United Methodist Church, I present Darren Canlish. I was going to say Dylan, but that's not right. Daniel Canlish and Jacob Lindell for baptism. And I present Jacob Lindell, Darren Canlish, Daniel Canlish, Kate Holthouse, and Madison Shipley for confirmation. We can give them a round of applause. So Sherry will pass the microphone. If you can share your name, a Bible verse, and where what you see yourself doing in the church for Jesus in the coming days.
Morning. I'm Jacob Lindahl. The Bible verse I have is Matthew 4, verse 17. From the time on Jesus began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. My goal in this church is to grow in my faith and help make disciples of Jesus. And just, I want to be the hands and feet of Jesus.
My name is Darren Canlish. My Bible verse is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. And my goal is, in the future, I hope to live for Christ the best I can, and continue to grow in my faith.
Amen.
My name is Daniel Canlish. My Bible verse is Psalms 37, verse 5. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act. And in my future, I don't want to be afraid to tell people about Christ and the Lord. And I'm still counting on continuing to go to youth group.
My name is Kate Holthouse. My Bible verse is John 12:46. I have come as a light to shine in this dark world so that all who put their trust in me will no longer remain in the dark. And I want to participate in the church more and read and understand the Bible better.
My name is Madison. A Bible verse that speaks to me the most is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him. He will make your path straight. After confirmation, I think God is leading me to continue going to church and reading the Bible.
Amen. Thank you.
On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of the world, and repent of your sin? Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in his grace, and promise to serve him as your Lord, in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? According to the grace given you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in this world?
And now it's your turn. Do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? If so, answer, we do.
We do.
Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include these persons now before you in your care?
We do.
With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround these persons with a community of love and forgiveness, that they may grow in their trust of God and be found faithful in their service to others. We will pray for them, that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life.
Amen. Now, friends, let us all together join in our professing of the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testament. Do you believe in God the Father?
We believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
We believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of God the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen. All right, Kate Madison, do you want to step aside? Gentlemen, do you want to come down here? Friends, we are here to acknowledge an outward sign of an inward grace in these young men as they commit their lives to Jesus through baptism. The Lord be with you. Let us pray over the waters. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the ways in which you have poured your love out for us over the years. From the chaos of the waters in the beginning of time, through the salvation of Noah, Lord, we have seen the way in which you have been there for us. From the anointing, from the cleansing in the temple, from the baptism of John, we see the way into your kingdom through one where we are washed of our sins, where we are clothed into the new life with righteousness. As we die with Christ, let us be risen in his resurrection. In Jesus' name, amen. If you want to kneel. Jacob Lindahl, are you prepared to enter into the kingdom of heaven through proclaiming your faith in Jesus? Jacob, I baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Lord, allow his light to shine so that he may go forth and do good deeds in your name and the world may see him and give you praise. Amen. Who's first? Darren? Daniel, do you proclaim a faith in Jesus Christ and prepare to die to your old self and rise anew in him? So Daniel, I baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Let your light shine before men, that you may rise from here in faith of Jesus and do good works, that others may see and give glory to your Father in heaven. Amen. Darren, are you ready to enter into life eternal through the kingdom, to have that outward sign, to share your confession before this church, and to commit your life to Jesus? Therefore, I baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Rise from here and let your light shine before men, that through your faith in Jesus, you may go forth and do good works, that others may see and give glory to your Father in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give them a round of applause here.
Now it is our joy to welcome our brothers in Christ. Through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation and made to share in Christ's royal priesthood. We are all one in Christ Jesus. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you as members of the family of Christ. Let us all now remember our baptisms and be thankful. Amen.
Amen. Confirmants, if you want to come up here, and I want to invite their mentors to come forward. We could not do this if it were not for the prayerful presence of you, Central, through these mentors who stood by these confirmants throughout the last several months. We began this journey in January, and so they have stood by them, prayed with them, served with them, so that we could come to this moment where these confirmants can share their faith once again. And so I ask you, confirmants, do you all now freely and of your own will accept the vows made at your baptism as your own and confirm for yourselves this faith in Jesus? If so, say I do. As members of Christ's universal church, will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? If so, say I will. As members of this congregation, Central, here in Richmond, Indiana, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness? If so, say I will. If you will, please kneel. If you spread out. I would like to invite any of the family members who would wish to lay hands on them, and as you are seated, if you would want to reach out in prayer. Throughout the history of the faith, not just the water, but we also have the oil. And the oil is what the kings would be anointed in. In fact, the anointing of someone to be a king was that they were to be a Messiah. And so today, in memory of that, a practice that was continued in the early church of a laying on of hands and of anointing for the power of the Holy Spirit to come forth, we will confirm these members of Central into God's holy kingdom and into our congregation. And so, Kate. Madison. Madison. In the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit, we confirm your faith and ask for the Holy Spirit to powerfully pour out in your life, that you may be able to go forth and be that light shining on the hill, that you may be able to go forth and show people that way, that God may be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Kate, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, we anoint you this day of your confirmation, that you may have the Holy Spirit be poured out upon you and fill you, to compel you to go forth, to answer the call he has upon your life, and that you may bring God's shalom into this world through your every action and your presence. In the name of Jesus, amen. Darren, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, we anoint you this day as you confirm your faith. May the Holy Spirit pour out upon you, and may you be filled to a measure overflowing, that those around you cannot help but give glory to God for the way in which you give testimony to the love of your Savior, Jesus. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Daniel, I am obviously not a prophet like yourself. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we anoint you this day May the Holy Spirit pour out upon you that you may proclaim your faith freely, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may be able to go forth and answer that call into your home, into your friendships, into your school, and into this world to give God glory and for his kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Jacob, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we anoint you that the Holy Spirit may pour out upon you, that you may be able to take the claim of your baptism and rise in new clothes of righteousness given to you by your Father through the blood of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, and to be able to go forth in that power and proclaim to this world through your life and through your word and through your deeds the ways in which your Savior has changed you and is changing the world around you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. May rise. And once again, as Reverend Paul taught us, let us thank the Lord through clapping.
Now we turn back to you, their newfound family. Members of the household of God, I commend these persons to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. And you respond,
we give thanks for all that God has already given you. Members together.
The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace and stand firm in this, our faith. One final welcome for our new members.
And I skipped the scripture reading, so Debbie is going to share a word this morning.
And witness here today. Our reading is from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 17. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God the Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, may he comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Amen and amen. What a wonderful day. It's good to feel the Spirit's presence and to be present. Confirmands, I am so grateful. What a blessing it's been to walk with you these last several months and to be with you in these moments. I don't know about you, but I'm just really excited, right? Jesus is risen, and you are taking that truth with you when you go forth. Forever, the name Christian. The name Christian, as I was saying a little bit ago, means little Christ. Little Christ is a Greek of the Hebrew little Messiah. Little Messiah is a Hebrew for the English, the little anointed ones. And you are anointed with the power of the Holy Spirit to go forth, to be that presence in the world. Wherever you go, You are bringing God's holiness with you, that creative and wonderful capacity to change the world and whatever that you find in it. It is a big calling, but it is one in which you are not alone. Take a moment, look back. Look behind you. There's people here who are and have been in prayer for you for a long time, for these moments. One of the things that I've been blessed in my life to do is wrestle, right? Wrestling is an amazing sport. Some say it's like the original sport because, you know, Jacob wrestled with God and he got renamed the wrestler with God, the struggler with God. So it's, you know, a little better than some of the others, some might say. But in teaching it, one of the biggest things we have to work with is stance, right? If you don't have a good stance, if your feet cross, if you're too up, however it is, it's easy for the forces of the person that you are grappling with to come and knock you down, to take you to the mat. And so what I want to invite you today, as we talked about last night, this is just the beginning, but today to think about how you stand. What is your posture in this world as you go forth? And it is a message, not just for you, the confirmands, but for everyone here. What is your posture when you wake up in the morning towards God? What is your posture towards your neighbor? Is it one where you're leaning in and ready to go, or is it this? Or are you just flat on the ground once again? And that's all right. We get knocked down so we can get back up again. Not just because the song says so, but because that's life. That is life. As you go forth, in many ways, Satan is really going to come after you now. Satan means the accuser. He's going to be whispering lies into your head. You're not good enough. You know what? Yeah, that was great that day, but you know, look what you've done since then. Or we know what you really did last week. Those don't stop. Ask anyone here. Satan tries to accuse you. But friends, stand firm on the good news. Stand firm on the good messages of God that you are loved, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you are a part of a great cloud of witnesses. Every time you see this phrase, to stand firm, to make firm in the scriptures, it has to deal with some things going on in the church. Not just here in 2 Thessalonians. Please go back and read that proclamation of Paul to the church in Thessalonica and to the world. But also hear these words of Peter. He says, be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers and sisters throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering. And the God of all grace, who calls you to this eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. And this is just one of many passages. I don't care who you are online or in person. This is the call to our lives, to do what these young men and women have done, to stand before the world and to proclaim faith. If you are someone who have never been able to make that call, to do so publicly, please talk to the people in this church. We want to walk with you wherever you are, that you may also die to your old self, as in baptism, and put on the new clothes of life for the hope of eternal glory. If you've never had the Holy Spirit poured out upon you and to compel you, to rip you out of situations, to be present to God's love and love of neighbor in ways you've never understand, talk to people here at Central, to one another, or to your church staff here, that we may continue to lift you up in prayer, that there may be a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit here. Friends, that is our calling, to carry this love and this spirit into the world, because it is continually being occupied by enemy forces that will continue to say this message to the world that you are not good enough. But it is. Not you, though we try to stand firm, but this word and the love of God and the resurrection by which it stands upon. That is good enough. It is firm enough. And 2 Timothy talks about it being that firm foundation by which we build our lives. You don't do it alone. You don't have to stand out there on the wrestling mat in a good stance, letting your legs wear out, you can lean into this community. And that is what we're doing today. Not just the sacrament of baptism, this grand mystery by which we enter the family of God, but today, this grand family dinner, this feast that we have where we tell again our story, because it is our story. The story of God's love through the years, through the decades, through the millennia, pursuing his people. And even though we fail, his love remains steadfast until he sent Jesus into this world to show us how to live, how to be truly human, and how to love our neighbors. That is our path ahead. That is the light we can shine. And we don't do it because we stand firm on our own, but because of the power of the resurrection. That Jesus died for our sins. He broke his body that we may be broken individuals made whole in the kingdom. Friends, that is our story. It is a story that goes around the world to Sierra Leone and everywhere where God is making all things new. If you know a bully, pray for them. That person hurts, but healed people healed hurt people. If you know something going on at school that's happening, if people are in drugs or otherwise, realize that they hurt. They're looking for a little bit of transcendence and peace, and that you have the good news for them. That everyone has this God-shaped hole in their heart, and we fill it. And so now as we go to communion, I invite all of you to once again fill yourself with this grace of God, that we may go forth his redeemed people proclaiming the good news. Let us pray. God, we thank you for your love and your grace. We thank you for the ways in which you have made our footing firm. God, be with us as we continue to wrestle with the powers and principalities of this world, that we may be yours, that we may be able to have that firm foundation to run that race, that you may gain the glory, that your shalom may continue to expand, and that your love may abound. Do it for the world, Lord, as you've done it for me and for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
All who desire a relationship with Jesus are welcome at this table. And here at Central, we are doing communion by handing it as we are together outside, as we have these individual servings of juice and bread. And so we come to this table. We come, we ask for forgiveness, and we know that Jesus is here for us always and forever. And we do this as a reminder of Jesus's love and forgiveness for every single one of us. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right in a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life, so that when we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, brought us to a land flowing with milk and honey, and set before us the way of life. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. By your great mercy, we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of your Son from the dead and to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. Once we were no people, but now we are your people, declaring your wonderful deeds in Christ, who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit.
And on the night in which he gave himself up for us, Jesus took the bread, gave thanks to you, broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." On the day you raised him from the dead, Jesus was recognized by his disciples in the breaking of the bread. And in the power of your Holy Spirit, your church has continued in the breaking of the bread and the sharing of the cup, that we may be for that world that brokenness and that blood. And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever.
Friends, let us follow the church, not of the future, but of now, out into this world, that they are leading out with the light of Christ, that we may go forth as a community of the Holy Spirit and forgiveness, to go forth and transform this world with them. Friends, let us go forth. Amen.